Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, today's episode sponsored by Abide. Your Daily Prayer is a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need and to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from Abide, we'll pray through today's prayer together. The end of the year is right around the corner, which means New Year's resolutions are too, like getting into healthy habits, reducing stress, and managing better sleep. So finish strong and enter the new year stronger with the Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation app, the number one Christian meditation app that helps you be your best and deepen your experience with the peace of Christ through biblical meditation. The regular meditation can help you feel less stressed at work, which helps keep anxiety down too. And with Abide's premium subscription services, you get early access to more content, ad-free meditation, and an experience you can cater to your needs with background music customization, a sleep timer, and even a journal, all to help your habits and health become routine. Download the Abide app today and enter the new year with prayer meditations that improve sleep and spiritual growth. Right now, we have a special offer when you subscribe. 25% off your first year when you sign up for the premium subscription, but only if you text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433. Don't wait. Download Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation today and text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433 today to get 25% off.
A Prayer for Peace During the Holidays, written and read by Lynette Kittle. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a great multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heavens, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. Luke 2:11-14. Peace is a high commodity these days, desired by the masses, found by few. Often individuals believe if they can gather wealth, family, and a prominent position, peace will come. Yet most find that it is not something that comes through other people, possessions, or social status. Peace is not something we can create on our own or find in worldly endeavors. So how do we find true peace? And why does it seem so unattainable on our own and through our own efforts? Because of God's great compassion and tender-hearted loving kindness towards us, He sent us a priceless gift and the true source for everlasting peace, knowing we could never gain it on our own. While the world cries out for peace and gathers leaders of the nations to try to negotiate for it, true peace only comes through one person, Jesus. As the Prince of Peace, He is the only person to ever walk on worldly soil who has the power to bring peace on earth. As Isaiah 9:6 describes Him before His birth, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on His shoulders, and He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Because He is the only source of true peace in the world, He promises us, Peace I leave with you, My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27. The peace Jesus brought to earth calms our heart and chases every fear away. Our hearts no longer have to be troubled by the evil taking place in the world. When the peace of God is present in our lives, fear cannot consume us or stand up against it, but must back down. It must leave us alone when we trust and take refuge in Him. Psalm 91:4 describes the security we experience when we find our peace in God. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. As well, Proverbs 3:24-26 explains some of the blessings and benefits we receive through remaining in His peace. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you rest, your sleep will be sweet. Do not fear sudden danger or the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from the snare. Let's pray. Dear Father, although the world is in chaos, with confusion, unrest, and fear, unraveling more and more with each coming day, You, O Lord, are steadfast and faithful. The one I can always turn to, find true peace. So today I'm turning towards You, asking for Your peace to fill my heart and mind. Help me to look towards You rather than today's headlines. When fear tries to arise within me, let Your peace chase every fearful thought away from my heart. Help me to not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, to turn to You with prayer, petition, and thanksgiving with my request, so that Your peace, which transcends all understanding, will guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Thank You, Father, for promising to keep me in perfect peace when my mind is steadfast and trust in You. Help me, Lord, each and every day to be secure in Your care over my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.